like this song. This is a very forceful, this is a very empowering song.
You ever heard it?
No, this is the first time I've heard it, but it sounds empowering. Oh, wait a minute, there's a man singing.
Once the man gets in there.
Once the man does what, Phil? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. It sounded like you were gagging a little. Margaret, don't start him. No.
Once the man gets in there, it doesn't sound that empowering.
No, I won't even dignify that with a response. I'll simply say, I'm Margaret Gray.
Yay!
And by the way, when did you start doing the yay at the end there?
That's something that would add.
Don't add it. Please don't add it. Please don't add anything. Leave it pure and leave it unadulterated. Thank you, I'm Margaret Gray.
Yay!
I told you not.
All right, well, you guys quit it. Quit it. Phil Lendry, I turn off Eminem if you don't mind, okay?
It's very empowering.
All right, you know, what's empowering about that was what Phil just did, turning it down. That's what's empowering about it, see?
You hit the microphone.
I'll let Phil tell me about hitting microphones, if you don't mind.
All right, you hit the microphone.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's odd, General, because you hit the foam rubber. I hit the foam rubber.
Yes, this rubber thing.
Ms. Gray, I'm not going to...
Don't do it, bud.
I'm not going to say anything, but the way you squeeze the foam rubber... is like you were squeezing knob, you know?
Squeezing knob, huh? Let me see. Is there anything I can throw at him?
Right. Guys, we are going to begin the program. I'm sorry you don't have time to throw stuff.
Squeezing a knob?
It did.
You don't need to point that out.
Okay, fine. But if you're going to be...
But your mind is a sewer. I've told you this. It's just a sewer.
No, but if you're going to squeeze... Jeez, I can't even say anything about it. People say that.
Will you knock off your phony baloney crying? What do you mean she's squeezing the knob?
Look at what she does. It goes like that.
Bud, that's simply somebody who is... Will you get out of here before I beat your ass myself?
Yeah, man, you know you're bullshitting, right?
No.
Yeah, you do. Squeeze out a knob.
Gotta take a shot.
Oh, so you were bullshitting me.
Yeah, hey!
There they go.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm sitting back down.
Anybody want any coffee?
Yeah, I'd like some made this time. Would you make it so it's something that I can drink instead of it tasting like that melted plastic?
Well, you heard about what happened. There was a fire in the kitchen. And
a fire?
No, not a fire, but the handle on the pot was melting.
Oh, the handle on the little tiny Turkish pot that you... This is the problem that Phil has, ladies and gentlemen. He doesn't use a regular pot of coffee. He uses a little Turkish pot.
Yeah, well,
you know...
I'm sorry, it sounded like you went, yeah, well.
No, yeah, well, you know, I do. That's the kind of coffee I like. Okay, welcome to the show today, and we do have with us Dr. Jim Sadler. It's going to be very, very exciting to have him on, because Dr. Sadler has not been with us for a while. I don't know what he's doing. Is he...
He may be doing medical experiments, or...
Well, that's right.
Well, what is so funny about that?
He may be experimenting on twins.
You sick fucker.
What did you call me?
I'm sorry, General.
What's that mean?
Some kind of a reference to the Nazi?
Yeah, it's a reference to the Nazis. Dr. Jim Sadler is, as you know, a doctor who comes on our program from time to time and talks with us about... I don't know why I find that funny, but Dr. Sadler has not been with us for a while because he's been experimenting on twins.
You know, Phil, there are people that have survived those butchering experiments by the Nazi. And
I understand, Margaret. I'm sorry. It's been 70-plus years. I'm just simply trying to get a couple of laughs out of this world. All right.
Oh, God. Phil Hendry was pretending like he was crying. He was going, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, here's Bob Bick in traffic. Bob?
All right, Phil. We got it downtown. Chicken on the left. He's like, I'm just down. I swear to God, I'm getting my hands hit. Somebody got to pinch me out there because I've got to pinch one off. As we're going down the 405 freeway, you're going to find a big blob of one and a big blob of blue down there. And I tell you what, you got to drive around that. I don't know if this downtown freeway came down loud. You're going to find out there that's hit it. And there's a little man shaving. People are shaving things off. There's a chick down there. Probably she's shaved, too, like a cue ball. Here's Sky Boy out there.
I'm going down on the 15 freeway. I went out to
I
got it, Margaret.
As soon as Bob Bacon was done, we heard something about two penises.
You don't want to get your ass beat, but you come up with these little... Well,
what did I do?
It started with the whole knob squeeze.
What knob squeeze? You're talking about...
Hey, man. There was no knob squeeze that happened on this program, man, that that needed to be pointed out. Let's just say that.
For the record, ladies and gentlemen, we're not talking about... what we're talking about is that there was foam rubber.
It's called a windscreen.
All right, a windscreen on the microphone. Margaret squeezed the end of it to illustrate that I had hit it, and Bud got very... I think he got excited.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did, man. You got excited.
Oh, were you getting turned on, Bud?
No. All I said was it was a bad thing to do because it looked like this, the knob.
It was a bad thing to what?
Phil, are you all right?
Yeah, what happened there?
I'm half laughing, half crying. That's what it sounds like. It goes like this. It goes... What did you say?
What?
All right.
Okay, here's what I said. God, you didn't see it, ladies and gentlemen.
Will you shut up and tell us what you said?
I said it looked like the knob.
Yes, it looked like the knob, but there's no description there, and that's what we're talking about. That is what's hanging this program up this morning. You realize we're now 8 minutes into this piece of shit.
Yeah, into this piece of shit, we still haven't figured out what the knob...
All right, well, we're going to get off that topic right now, folks, and we're going to get onto something that may prove to be just a little bit groovier. First of all, we have with us today Dr. Jim Sadler, who's going to be talking about the wind. You know, this wind that has been brutalizing the Southern California area, it finally died down yesterday, I would say.
There was some evidence of it.
What I would say is the patio furniture stopped getting blown around yesterday.
Yeah, that's...
We got trees going over.
You had trees in your neighborhood?
Yeah, we did too, yeah.
Well, here, where we are at the El Pacifico, there wasn't any real evidence of, except for the sand is blowing out onto the street, and that's about it. I mean, yeah, if you don't batten down the hatches, but most people, most people have their stuff tied up or otherwise tied down. But we do have Dr. Jim Sadler on the line, on the show this morning. He's going to talk to us about the, apparently the psychological problems, that the wind can give some people.
Well, it's very disquieting.
Yeah. And the other thing is that the wind signifies, for whatever reason, the howling wind signifies evil, you know.
It does. Yeah, you always hear the, whatever it is.
That wasn't very good in the sentence. Yeah, it goes more like this.
Would you stop that, please? Because this left ear has already been damaged enough, you just sitting there in proximity of it. The left ear is always on guard for your big fat mouth.
Yeah, all I'm doing is...
Okay, so thank you for the impression of the wind, Bud.
Well, it does. It's funny about Bud. Every now and again, he gets something right. It does sound a little bit like that. And it is extremely disquieting and discomfiting.
Discomforting?
No, I didn't say discomfort. I said discomfiting.
What does that mean?
It means it doesn't quite fit. It discomfit. For instance, I'm grabbing my rear end. Don't say it, Bud.
I'm saying it.
If I'm wearing a pair of, let's say, a girdle, which I rarely wear, a panty girdle, and it discomfits, I don't know what I'm talking about. Why don't you butt in and stop me?
All right. Anyway, thank you very much, Margaret. That was great. All right, so Dr. Jim Sadler joining us this morning from San Diego on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Dr. Sadler, great to be with you. It's always a great pleasure to have you on our show. Haven't had you on in a long time. How have things been going?
Well, you know, they've been going very well, Phil. And I know that you and the crew there love to joke around. But I can assure everyone that I'm not involved in any medical experimentation.
Now, we certainly didn't mean anything by that, Doctor.
Well, you know, in my profession, people are going to... You'd be surprised at the numbers of the people, you know, that take things seriously.
Well, in that case, I do apologize for making that joke.
I told them that it was not in good taste, Dr. Sadler.
I did note that, Miss Gray, and I do appreciate it.
Dr. Sadler, right, I did too.
No, you didn't, because I was listening, so no, you didn't.
Well, I did. I know I did.
No, you didn't either. The only one was my Margaret Gray. And
all right, so let me officially, on the part of everyone here, tell you that I'm sorry.
All right, Phil, I do accept that. Can I get a cup of coffee? Yeah. So,
are you okay?
I'm all right. The problem that I'm having is I'm in a cafe here in the gas lamp district of San Diego, which is an area of the San Diego area that it's an area. I'm getting stuck in this loop.
The gas lamp down near the convention center?
Yes, right. I'm here, and there is some kind of a soccer mom situation. I had no idea. I usually like to come here and have a little cup of coffee and get myself prepared for the day, and I got a whole lot of these. Is there some way I can be seated somewhere else? I love your restaurant, but I can't take it any longer. All right, thank you. They're going to try and find me another seat.
That's good, and you let us know, Dr. Sadler, and we'll put you on hold while you get relocated.
That's fine, Phil.
All right. We are on to talk about the wind, and I know you deal with a lot of different kinds of upsets. You deal with a lot of things that people are dealing with. You help them through, Dr. Sadler. Tell me about, have you had, and I know you have because you and I spoke, people who come in who are a little upset, a little disquieted by the high winds, or maybe they just come in upset and disquieted by something, and you put it down to the fact that they're feeling a little uneasy about this weather?
Well, it is interesting. I heard Dickman a minute ago going, ooh, it's true. That's as much as Bud didn't quite do it good, although you did approximate it, Bud.
Yeah, I was just trying to go, ooh, like that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That is what the wind can sound like. It's very funny, Phil. The wind, when the wind gets blowed through or blown, can I get moved now, or is it when the wind...
Are you really distracted by these?
Yeah, by the...
What do you mean by these? By the women there?
I am. No, that's a perfect term for it. How are you doing? I'm Dr. Sadler. Nice to meet you. Would you please keep it down a little bit? I'm on a phone call. I'm on the air on the Phil Henry Show. I'm on the air on the Phil Henry Show. Hendry, there's a D. There's a D. H-E-N-D. End? No, Hendry, not Hen. Thank you.
Well, Phil, you're very well known down there among the soccer moms, huh?
Well, you know, whatever.
It's all right, Mr. Henry. So the wind can, by its very nature and very sound, can flip, you know, it'll just flip your lid, you know. And
now, what do people, do they come and they say, Dr. Sadler, this wind is bothering me, and...
Well, they will, but a lot of times they'll say, Dr. Sadler, I had a dream about my father, I had a dream about my mother.
Is it oftentimes a sexual dream?
Who said that?
Would you shut up, bud?
Well, every time they dream about a mom and a dad.
No, that is not necessarily the case. Although I know, well...
Margaret, don't start...
Margaret, you don't want to get... Margaret and I talked a lot about this.
I'd rather not bring it up.
Well, all right. We don't even know what it is you're not going to bring up.
I know what it is.
If you say anything, bud, you'll have your head ripped off, and I'll look at it, I'll apologize, and then I'll throw it out like the side door.
What the hell?
God damn, that's...
Okay.
I mean, that's pretty rough.
I will tear your head off, bud. I'll stare at your face, and I'll go, I'm sorry, bud, and chuck your head out the side door here.
Not through a window.
No, out the door.
I don't even have the respect.
Would you shut your hole? Dr. Sadler, tell us about what some of the things are that people may be talking about, and then you realize what's really got them upset is the high winds.
Well, I don't say, you know what's really wrong with you are these high winds we... I'm talking to a guy. I know you don't know me.
Could you talk to me?
I'm sorry. I just found that very funny, Phil, because if I have someone come in and say to me, for instance, I took a machete to some puppies and slaughtered them all, and I say to them, hey, it must be them high winds that are whistling down the canyon. No,
I didn't think it was anything that simplistic, sir. I'm just saying, do they come to you with the problem first and then the wind, or do they often say, hey, the winds really suck?
Hey, can I just say one thing? I'm so sick and tired of the Big Bang Theory. I want to vomit. And I don't want to eat, and I want to vomit. See what I'm saying? So nothing would come up.
Yeah?
That's how tired I am of this big...
Yeah, the Big Bang Theory.
Can we stick to the subject?
I'm sorry. Here is my point, and I'll make it as quickly as I can, because I've got... a lot of times I have my patients will come in and they'll say, I'll say, well, how was your week? Well, I had a series of dreams, and I'll discuss these dreams because I do psychoanalysis. I don't know if I ever told you about that. Did I ever tell you about that?
No.
Yeah, that's what I do. That's when you lay on a couch, and I will get a notebook.
Uh-huh.
I will get a notebook.
What is so funny?
Nothing.
No, I'm not laughing.
Well, yes, you are. What is so funny?
All right, I'm sorry. I looked at a guy over here. He split the back end of his pants. You okay, pal?
Oh, what the hell?
He split his pants right up the back. No underwear. Jesus. That's a bad...
What a bad day.
Yeah. So what I was going to say is I do psychoanalysis, Phil.
Yeah. Well, what are you laughing at, Phil?
Yeah, I can understand him laughing.
Phil sees all. He sees what I see.
Right.
So I do psychoanalysis. So a person will lay on a couch, and then I'll sit there with a chair and a notebook. I'll, you know.
Will you be in the chair?
No, I'll just be sitting with a chair. So I'll be sitting in a chair, but then I'll have a chair next to me. And
what are you talking about? Can we get serious here?
I'm sorry. What do you want me to do? I got these... Would you... Can I ask you to shut up? You, and you? No, they're not paying attention. So what I do is I psychoanalyze, and I'll tell them I'll have a notepad, and I'll be writing stuff down, and they'll be on the couch with their back to me.
Okay, and then what?
I don't know. I mean, that's what it looks like. I'm not about to tell you what it is.
Well, look, we don't care what it looks like. We've seen it in a million movies.
Well...
Okay, so what about the high winds?
Forget it. I'm pretending.
Yeah, now that you've pretended to hang up, what about the high winds?
The high winds, it depends on what they sound like. If it goes, ooh.
See you later, man.
Oh, fuck. Come on, man.
Well, so in other words, what am I gathering here? That he
doesn't know what he's talking about. He's distracted by those women. Some guy split his pants up the ass.
Well, you find that real funny, don't you?
Yeah, I really do. I really, honestly, bloody well, gosh darn, do-woo-woo. Okay, baby! Yahoo!
World famous Phil Henry Show gonna be back in a little bit.
All right, man, so here's what's up right now. This is where it is, and this is where it am at.
Yeah! Woo!
Art Griego is going to join us here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Interestingly, we have these robocalls, you know, that continue, and I think I've made this point on the odd occasion that I have a very good friend.
This is the man you call Big D, Don.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I'm having dinner with the Big D and the Swede. You know, it's a funny thing. The older you get, these guys that you used to hang with and you used to party with, these cats that you used to run riot with, you know, and...
When you say running riot, you're talking about being a young man out there in the world.
Well, yeah. I've known these guys since I was 14. And now we're all... let's just say we're all up there now, you know. And so I've known these cats for all these years, and we did a lot of crazy stuff. And now I was thinking the other day, what if I was still living back there in Arcadia in our little rented, like, apartment, and I was riding my bike everywhere? In other words,
like you were still, like, 11 or 12.
Yeah.
Well, I think you'd be mentally deficient, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that would make you mentally deficient.
Oh, okay. So, Jesus, you guys.
Well, I mean, it's not what you think, you know. You can't live like a kid forever.
No, I know, you're right. But don't you fantasize about that?
Fantasize about, let me tell you something, my fine feathered friend. What I fantasize about ain't nobody's business but my own.
Yay!
I'm General Galen Shaw, and you can suck on that.
General, I think Phil was simply asking in a very, he was musing. You know?
He was amusing.
No, musing, not amusing. Musing.
In other words, I was just thinking.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like, don't you ever think about when you were a kid?
Sure, I think about when I was a kid, but when I was a kid, I was in Fresno. That ain't nowhere to be.
So things only got interesting for me when I joined the Army, and I came down here to Southern California, and then after that, not only Southern California, then I went to the damned Southeast Asia, and that got real interesting. So there was no going back to Fresno for me.
You know, it's funny, a lot of guys might say that because of their experience in wartime or whatever, they want to go back to the small town.
No, not me. What do you mean they want to go back to this? Why? When I went over to Vietnam, I saw the world. Well, you know, I can't even explain it to a bunch of clowns like you. I don't mean you, Margaret, but the rest of these clowns.
No, I understand.
And,
Oh, you can't explain what? The fact that you went out and saw the world?
Well, you could, not only did I see the world, my man, but I saw, you know, the other side of the world, and then I rotated back to the world, and then,
Then you rotated.
You dirty little...
Hey, come on now.
What do you think? I'm sitting on something and rotating, huh?
Well, that's what it sounded like.
You know? No, it didn't.
All right, wait. What are we talking about here, man? We're just talking about, oh, yeah, my friends, the Big D and the Swedes. So I'm going to go have dinner with them. Now, the only point I was trying to make was it's funny how you go from let's go out and drink a lot of beer and act crazy to, hey, do you guys want to have dinner? And
in other words, you're growing up and you're becoming a little bit more civilized. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, it's not. There's so much of my life is tied up with these guys that there were very few let's go have dinners and more like, you know.
Yeah, we really want to go tear stuff up tonight.
Pretty much, yeah. But now, you know, Don's got the kids and, you know, Carter's off. This guy, the Swede, he's off riding horses through Mongolia now.
Oh, this is the guy that did the horseback riding through Mongolia. What, is this guy nuts or something?
No, it sounds fun, doesn't it?
Oh, not to me it doesn't, riding a horse through Mongolia. Geez. And you're looking at these guys, they all got the Bedouin thing. No way, not for me.
Well, if this is something he did with a friend of his, though.
Yeah, that was just
Oh, I thought he just went over there by himself, you know, and rented a horse.
No. I don't know how anybody would do that. Any guy that just goes straight to Mongolia and puts together his own horseback riding trip, man, you know what? That cat has got my... What are you looking at?
A cat's looking at something over here.
All right, let's screw this stuff, man. We have on the program Art Griego, and Art is going to talk to us about... I was going to say, the reason why I brought up Don is because he is a guy who, in his travels and in his... what is the cat looking at?
I don't know. What are you looking at, Thunder dear? What are you looking at, darling?
I think there's ants or something in the studio because the cat is staring at the ground. All right, so this is a guy who, in his travels, come up with something called the. He came up with demon dialing.
This is your friend.
Yeah. And Don's demon dialing is something that he says he's long regretted because that's kind of what creates the robocall. And that's what we're going to talk with Art Griego about here this morning on the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Just basic robocalls, how to deal with them, and how to get rid of them, and so forth. Art, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Phil.
And I know you're a pilot, and you're also a you teach flying, and you. There's a lot that you do. You have your freight business, but you are you're a guy who's constantly entertaining offers from companies for products and for I don't know services.
Well, yeah, in our business, especially in the air freight business, Phil, or in the any kind of transport business, ours happens to be through air. You're dealing with a lot of subcontractors. You're dealing with a lot of suppliers, and you're certainly dealing with a lot of people. And that is going to put you in the crosshairs of your average marketer and your as you call it, the robocall. And at any given time, you're going to hear these calls come in. I got a call this morning, and I want to tell you, I've got a couple here that are examples of the robocalls. This was a phone call that came in this morning, and it was a hang-up. One of them was a hang-up, and then they called back. This is what came in this morning. Thank you. That was it.
That's all it was thank you?
Yeah, but what they're doing is they're fishing for a phone number. As soon as you answer, they've locked your phone in as there's someone living there.
Yeah, and then they computerize it.
Yeah, they...
Computerize it.
Yeah, they computerize it. So that's one way of doing it. Here was the call, and it came back. It came back again, and here it was. Thank you. Right?
Well, what does that mean, thank you?
That's just a voice just comes on and says, thank you. Now, here was the other one that came on. you've won a prize. Did you hear that, Phil?
You've won a prize.
Yeah. So when it called back again...
Wait a minute. How many times does this call back?
Well, generally, they'll call back 5 or 6 times. It depends. I mean, how many times has it happened at your house that you'll get these repeat calls?
I've never had a call like that.
No, I haven't either.
Well, I'm telling you, you've never had a call like that, or you've never had repeat calls?
I've never had... I have calls... I've had the robocalls.
Yes, but I don't get a call that they keep calling back and saying thank you.
Now, that's very unique.
Did that happen to your house a lot?
Well, I don't know what you... Maybe you guys are in a different area code. Everybody I know, I'm assuming it happens to them. Or are you trying to say that there's somebody that's got me targeted, that they've dialed me in? You know?
I don't know what you mean by dialed you in.
I mean that they've got me targeted and they've dialed me in with a big crush. You know...
No, I wouldn't worry about it.
I'm not worried, but it is a little disquieting that somebody in the middle of everything that's going on in this world, you know.
No, they're not dialing you in.
Well, here was the other call that I got. You've won a prize. All right.
That's like the other one.
It was slightly different. The first one was, you've won a prize. Here, I'll play it for you. Just listen. You guys don't get these calls at all.
I've never gotten a call like that ever in my existence. Well, maybe I have.
Yeah, it does sound very, very... let's put it this way. It sounds very unique, Art.
Oh, unique, huh? Look,
Art, nobody's trying to say that there's anything wrong. I'm just saying, maybe it's a new thing that's happening.
Yeah, I was going to say, man, you might be the first one getting these phone calls.
Well, that's a good point. I mean, I'd like to check back next week to see if you guys... Here is the other recording here. Thank you. You've won a prize. I know that call was the one I wanted to play the different inflection. Here, listen to this. You've won a prize. Now, right there, did you hear that?
Yes.
Yeah.
So what? The guy goes, you've won a prize. You've won a prize.
Yes, but they're different. They're different, and that means something. Don't you understand, General? It means something. And
what does it mean?
It means, in my opinion... It means that they are fishing for phone calls, or they're fishing for phone numbers. Once they find a phone number, they call back again to see if there's any response. If there's no response, they call back again with different, I guess you'd say, different inflection, you know?
And they're waiting for what?
They're waiting for a voice. If it's male, if it's female, who lives there? They want to dial in the home as tightly as possible. Now, you may say it's to sell products. Maybe that's true. But you never can tell, and I don't like the idea of a robot calling me up and going, you know, and excuse me for using the language, but Bud said that it was all right.
I'd rather not use the F word.
All right, I don't like a robot calling up and screwing with me, okay?
I don't think the robot is screwing with you in the sense that you mean.
No, I know you what you're saying. I know it's not, and yet in its own way that it is, and that's the part that is disquieting. So I would say, first of all, the other thing I want to say is...
Wait. What do you mean it's disquieting the robot? The robot is programmed by humans.
Absolutely, yeah. The robot is programmed by humans to call me up or others like me to talk to me weird and to see if I, you know, will start screaming. Because I think ultimately that's what they want to know, just how emotionally upsetting or how far to the edge they can push someone. You know,
but I don't know, Art. It doesn't sound to me like they're trying to push anybody to the edge when all it is you've won a prize as opposed to you've won a prize.
Really? All right. Well, you tell me when you start getting those phone calls, Phil, because I'm telling you, it is extremely disquieting and something that that I think needs to be looked into. Now, look, I've only got a couple of minutes here, I know, because I've been taking a lot of time. The phone numbers that I got this morning, those phone calls, came from the 469 area code, which is Allen, Texas. And another one came from the 877 exchange, which, as you know, Phil, is toll-free.
Right. Now, don't give us the phone numbers. Do you know either one of these companies?
I understand that one of the calls, not this one, this call, let me play this one more time so you can hear this. You like TV? Now, that one was, do you like TV? Somebody said to me, was that DirecTV?
Wait, hold on for a minute. You've gotten these phone calls from, it sounds like, do you think it's the same company?
No, I think it's two different companies. One of them was, here it is. You won a prize. All right, that's company number one. Then I get the other phone call. I like television. I'm sorry, that was me pretending I was the robot to make the call good because I'd lost the recording.
What?
I was making it, I was giving you an approximation of it because I'd lost the recording. But one of them was, do you like TV?
I heard, do you like TV, and you've won a prize. You think these are two different companies.
Yes. And...
Well, why would you say that?
Because one's saying you've won a prize, the other one's, do you like TV?
It might be the same company. Maybe they want to give you a television set.
I don't know. Sounds pretty far out to me, Phil.
All right, well, Art, we... thank you. So what's the upshot on this?
The upshot is... the best thing to do is record these calls as they come in, or don't answer. And then what I would do is block, if you have that feature on your phone. You may want to block these calls. By the same token, you may not want to block these calls. You may, for whatever reason, you might have an issue with loneliness. A lot of people do. I'm not trying to make fun, but some people are, you know, they get lonesome and they want to talk to or listen to a voice. To that extent...
Are you kidding me or something? I'm not so lonely. I got to listen to a robot voice or whatever it is.
Well, some people here, listen to this. Because there is a warmth to it that... You want a prize. Yeah, see that?
Oh, yeah, that sounds fantastic. How you doing, pal? You want a prize? You know, Art, you and I, you're not my kind of people at all.
Well, you know what? You're not my kind of people either, pal. Okay, if that's the way this is going to go, Phil, if this is the direction it's going in...
All right, it's not going in any direction at all. It's a very interesting take, I think, on robocalls, Art, and we do very much appreciate that, okay? So I thank you, and we will be talking to you down the road as you continue these investigations. Give us a call back.
I'm going to call you back if I get these more phone calls, if the inflection changes or anything like that.
Yeah, okay, thanks very much.
Yeah, and by the way, I can tell by the sound of your voice you think I'm crazy. Yeah.
No, Art, we do not. We simply need more information.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you very much, Art.
Thank you, Phil.
We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Yeah. I'm about to seize, I won't go. All right, man. Welcome back to the Phil Henry Show here. I know we have... this is the screwiest program today.
Well, you've got all these nuts coming on and talking about, you know, the first one there was... I don't understand any of that Sadler.
Yeah, he did call back, though.
Dr. Sadler did?
Yeah.
All right, well, and we'll get Dr. Sadler. What is he...
you rarely do this, Phil.
Well, he was dealing with a very, very noisy cafe. I did say that we'd have him back on, I did say next week, didn't I?
Yeah, but I said to him, if Mr. Henry wants to, then Mr. Henry will do. But it's only what Mr. Henry will do.
Yeah, we got it, Dickman, only what Mr. Henry will do.
No. What's everybody looking at me for?
Bud, you've got a very weird way of putting things.
Yeah, look at the pot calling, the kettle calling it black.
What is that? You know what, I'm going to ignore that because you're such a clod.
All right, wait. Where is he?
Line two.
All right. Dr. Sadler with us on line number two. Hey, Dr. Jim Sadler, how are you, sir?
Phil, I got out of the cafe there, and where I am right now is just on the street here in front of the Hyatt in San Diego. What I wanted to just say, just a couple of things. There's different sounds of winds, as Bud was saying. The one sound... that, and Bud didn't know how to do it, and I will do it with my patients, because I'll say, all right, is this, and again, I'm doing psychoanalysis, so...
I have another guest coming on.
Oh, well, I don't want to mess your guest up. Who is it?
Doug Danger.
Danger. So I got to hold on for this guy?
Look at Jim, you were scheduled for earlier.
And I got some queer that's going to...
Goodbye.
Oh, man...
What an asshole.
Did he really say queer?
Yeah, he did. He did. And I can only imagine now what Danger's going to say. We do have Doug Danger on the line with us from the Orange County Courier, his newspaper. Doug is the entertainment writer over there. And he was going to talk with us here about Charlie Sheen. You know, there's not a whole lot how much more can you say about an individual? How much more can you say about HIV? And Doug, I know that, you know, you are gay. We're not bringing you on because you're gay, but we're bringing you on to talk about this is an entertainment story, right?
Well, Phil, I am a gay man and a gay journalist, and I don't make any bones about that. But I will say that Charlie Sheen is a legitimate entertainment topic. He's made a great many movies, made some damn good movies. But I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, not because I understand the, just to be clear to everybody, it's not because I understand the so-called HIV virus because I'm a gay man, gay journalist. I'm a gay man, gay journalist because I am gay and because I became a journalist because of the gay. All right?
Well, you've said in the past, Doug, that you're being gay. The experience you've had dealing with, discrimination has made you a more perceptive individual.
Yeah, that's about right, General. I mean, I think anybody that has dealt with it, I've been out of the closet about 3.5 weeks, and it's been a long, long, long road to hoe, man, for me. And I will tell you that to deal with the world straight up and say, I'm gay, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, I'm also fully gay, and the fourth step, of course, is the gay in totality, that is the gay with the entire gay community. And,
I don't understand any of that. Neither do I.
Well, it is a way of describing...
Yeah, it's kind of like levels of it. Yeah, just the levels of the gay?
Not the levels of the gay, but yeah, in a lot of ways, okay?
All right, well, no, not okay. I don't get it, but it's fine, it's fine. I'm just... I want to get to this whole thing. Charlie Sheen was on the... What show was he on?
He was on the Today Show. And he wanted to set the record straight because he said that the word was already out there. Apparently, he said that he had, this and that, relations with a prostitute, said that he'd been extorted in the millions, is the way he put it. I don't know whether he'd actually paid these amounts or whether they were simply people who were asking for millions of dollars. I don't know if he went to the police. I would hope that he would.
Well, that's the answer to that. What, is he going on the air talking about being extorted unless he has gone to the police? What's your information on that?
My information is I don't know. That's my information. And I'll tell you one other thing. My information is I don't care. Because the gay man, gay journalist, my information should be, number one, when was Charlie Sheen diagnosed HIV? Number two, who was he with in terms of his... relationship.
That is it exactly, Doug. That's the thing that shocked me more than anything else, that this man had continued to have relations with women, one of whom was this Bree Olson, and I saw her this morning on CBS talking about this man, Charlie Sheen, putting her at risk without saying anything, even though she is not HIV positive.
Well, I didn't see that. That was on what?
That was on CBS.
I watched NBC. That's the one that had Sheen, and I did not watch CBS, so I only watched NBC.
Okay, so you watched NBC, but this was on CBS.
I understand that, but I don't watch that. I watched CBS. I mean, I watched NBC, so I missed it, and I didn't put it in my story. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, it sort of pisses me off that she went on CBS. And
well, why didn't you just flip the TV over to see CBS?
Well, it isn't so much flipping the TV over to see CBS as it is to get the you know what? I'm getting really weirded out right now because there's a little puppy on TV right now that they've got in a wheelchair.
A wheelchair?
Yeah, a little puppy. It was born without its front legs. So they have this little puppy in a rolling wheelchair. And it's kind of freaking me. It's kind of... I feel so bad for it, you know?
Well, I mean...
I can't...
I understand, Doug, but you're a grown man. You can move on with the report.
No, I can't. It's a little puppy, and it was born without legs, and they've got him in a little tiny wheelchair.
All right. But the little puppy was born without legs, huh?
Yeah. And I don't even give a shit anymore.
Well, are you going to stay on the phone?
No. I want to go. I got to adopt a puppy or something, man.
Hello? Yeah, Mr. Danger? Well, Mr. Danger? Well, you gonna go adopt a puppy? Okay. Goodbye.
He's gonna go adopt a puppy, then, is what he's gonna do.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Then I think that just about concludes today's activities.
Well, you know, you gotta call these guys... Are you... I don't know who's nutty. Are you or these nuts that you get on?
I'll have to call him back, make sure he's all right. I asked him. He said he's okay. He's going out to a rescue.
The puppy was born without legs, and so it's in a wheelchair, and that got Doug completely distracted.
From talking about Charlie Sheen. Hey, it would probably distract me, too.
I don't get it. It's very strange, and I think he needs 6 months... in the best facility. Why are you turning that up?
I know how this goes. All right, folks. I apologize, but that's... And by the way, you know, turn that down, Bud, or whatever your name is.
My name is Doug. It's Bud.
Okay. What I wanted to say before I was rudely interrupted is that we will try to get Dr. Jim Sandler back on to...
Well, Dr. Sandler, if I may.
Go ahead.
I just... Just hold on. Dr. Sandler talked to me when he called back before he come on the air and got pissed off about Doug Danger. And, you know, we could get him back on now if you want. Well, but he already told me how to do it.
He told you how to do it?
Yeah. In other words, there's different kind of wind that will make it bad for a person psychologically. Like, this kind of wind here, Dr. Sandler said, is the worst kind. It goes like this.
No, wait. Are you going to do wind sound effects?
Wait. So
he's going to do wind sound effects.
Yes, Phil. And you went, wait.
All right. I'm sorry I went, wait. I'm asking essentially what the general is asking. You're going to do wind sound effects?
Yeah. Dr. Sandler said these are the different winds that'll make people, you know, think bad thoughts and have dreams about their mom.
Okay.
Yeah, what are you talking about? I'm just talking about what Dr. said. So,
all right, so that wind is what?
The high-pitched wind sounds like a ghoul, and then there's the wind that sounds more like the ghoul at the door. There's the kind that flies through the air, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, forget it then, man.
Why don't you get this guy Sandler on the phone and straighten this thing out before I flip my lid?
All right, if we got enough time, do we have enough money? Do we have, in other words, all the things that...
Get me Sandler, will you? I don't give a shit where...
Give me that phone! Is this Dr. Sandler's entry service? Would you have him call the Phil Henry...
He's here right now.
Hi, Phil. I was listening, and I immediately called.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I got your answering service.
Now, you just get...
Thank you very much. Yeah, I got him.
All right. What Dickman was trying to say, and I certainly understand, the high-pitched wind is this. It goes... Ooh, right there. The one at the I said it sounds like a ghoul that flies through the air, and Dickman didn't describe it properly.
What would you call that?
I call it the ghoul. I call it the airborne ghoul. An airborne ghoul.
The airborne ghoul.
Yes, General, the airborne ghoul. You make everything sound asinine. Anything that sounds scientific, General, you turn it into some kind of an ass joke. You know?
No. I didn't have to do anything other than just repeat what you said. The airborne ghoul.
I don't know. It sounds messed up the way you do it. So,
all right, and so that's the one that's airborne. And what's the other one?
Then there's the wind that sounds like it's coming through the door. We call it, you know, the door knocker or the thing at the door. It sounds like this. Woo, woo, you know. And then, finally, there's the one that we call the stutter step or the stuttering ghoul. It goes like this. Okay?
And I've never heard wind like that.
You've never heard wind that goes like this? You never have?
No, I haven't either.
Well, you people need to get out more because what are you talking about?
What do you mean I got to get out more?
The stuttering ghoul I never heard, but the one at the door.
Yeah, the one at the door goes, hey, like that. And the airborne is like, woo-hoo.
That's the one that I've heard the most of.
All right, now what does that bring up in you?
What does it bring up in me? Like a belch?
Good one, General. Yeah, that's pretty funny.
What do you mean, what does it bring up in me?
You know, you guys, you take what a man has worked on his entire life, and you squat over it, and then wipe.
All right, I tell you what, Dr. Sandler.
No, it's fine, Phil. I'll leave.
We'll talk about this again next week. I think I've got you.
But just remember that the stuttering ghoul, whether you've heard it or not, there is a wind out there that does this. Like that. And
no, never heard it.
Well, like I said, you need to get out more.
Where do I got to get out more? Go where? Go,
hey, what? Maybe go to your house? Is that it? You got that ghoul? You got the stuttering ghoul and the ghoul at the door, huh?
I'm pretending I'm hanging up.
Go ahead.
Fuck you.
All right, so we'll hang up on you now, okay?
I would appreciate that very much.
Okay, so,
you know something? This is probably one of the all-time worst radio shows that has ever been done anywhere at any time. This show today. By the way, there's Kevin Nealon with Arnold Palmer and the other one with the beard. Who is that?
The other one with the beard. I don't know. It's a race car driver. I think it's Billy Kuchenberg or something. What are you people talking about? Talking about that commercial. This is a commercial for if your prostate blows up or something. I don't know. Anyway,
yeah, the world-famous Phil Henry Show is produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One. I'm Bud Dickman. Thank you so much for being there. If you are there.
Well, they might not be there.
Maybe you left.
Gray.
What a clown, man. The microphone's on. The microphone is on right now, so you're gonna... Trump the other day? Trump looks like he takes it right in the...